there was a University of Amsterdam study that reported that rude people get ahead at work. Rude people instead of us more polite folk.
Right.
What? Really?
Yeah. The study looks at all the little things that people can do that are rude that establish power. For example, they may leave a meeting early. They may just get up and leave. Or they may say, no, I'm busy. I can't talk to you right now. They establish very, very clear boundaries in a way, putting themselves first. So they end up claiming that power.
Is it power begets rudeness, or is it rudeness begets power?
It can be a lot about narcissism. That's a strong word for today. But when we think about a lot of what we've been seeing from leaders over the last, say, 5 and 10 years, there has been a really strong prevalence of narcissism in the workplace. And so what happens is that can be one of the things that allows you to get ahead in organizations because you put yourself first. And you operate in such a way that people perceive you as powerful and you get promoted. But the intention is not coming from a good place. It's really all about you.
So what are the implications for our societal corporate cultures out of this study? I mean, we're talking about people who are rude getting ahead. It seems like that makes for workplaces that are not going to be that pleasant.
All workplaces are going to be dysfunctional to some degree. But if you really want to get a sense of how healthy it is, look at the senior leadership, look at their values, what their real values are, not just what they say on the wall, and look at how they interact with each other. So I worked with an organization, this was kind of a large insurance company a couple of years back, and the senior leader was an older entrepreneur, and being a good entrepreneur, he would jump into his vice president of marketing's office every day, and he'd say, hey, I've got this great idea. So what the senior leadership team learned to do was if they wanted to get any work done, just don't go into the office. And that trickled all the way down into the organization. So when they would hire somebody new in claims, that person was likely to leave after the first 60 days. It cost them $1.5 million in turnover expenses.
Now, what if you've got a culture that you don't like? Is there anything that you can do to right the ship?
Cultures are almost always going to be products of the senior leader, the people sitting at the very top, particularly that individual who is the CEO, him or her. Their values are going to spread into the culture. So the first step is to recognize, okay, I can't change them. What you can do is you can create healthy pockets within that culture. So you can create little subcultures. So what you might do is form little clusters of people that are like you, and you talk and you support each other. You can absolutely do that in the company you work for.
Brandon Smith teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at the Goizueta Business School at Emory University, and he joins us regularly to talk about workplace issues. We'll see you next time, Brandon.
Thank you very much.